My name's Sean Collier. There's Aaron Kleiber.
I'm here.
It was You Can't Handle the Truth for 2014 to 2018.
Yeah, and I don't know if people can handle the truth.
Not anymore.
Of what we're about to hit them with.
Well, people can no longer handle the truth in the current climate, I think. It's just, they don't need any truth anymore. No, we loved the You Can't Handle the Truth format, and we loved talking about movies standing outside of the Southside Works and in the lounge above AMC Waterfront.
We did a podcast about the Ninja Turtles outside in the rain.
Yeah, and in Aaron's car lots of times.
Honda Accord Studios, guys. Thanks for the sponsorship.
We loved that podcast, and we had a really good time doing it. And after about close to 250 of them.
Almost 4 years of podcasting.
We thought, okay, let's mix up the format a little bit.
Also, Sean and I have careers that we have.
It was getting tricky.
How many plates are you spinning?
I mean, it's best when I don't try to, like, actually consider all of them at once.
Yeah, and it's hard to stay consistent every week with a brand new film. And also, people don't want to hear about every single brand new film.
No,
and,
we found that out in a hurry.
Yeah, people were like, oh, please, either shit on a crappy film, tell me something I want to see this weekend, or let's make fun of something old.
Those were the only good ones. When it was like,
really,
oh, they're doing the Infinity War episode, great. Or, oh, they're talking about, you know, Ninja Turtles. Now I'm going to listen.
Or it's a horror movie, and Sean and Aaron are going to salivate and spit into the microphone about horror movies for an hour.
So,
because we're dorks.
Here's the new show. It's called The Number One Movie in America.
The Number One Movie in America. The Number One Movie in America. The Number One Movie in America.
The Number One Movie in America.
The Number One Movie in America.
The Number One Movie in America.
The Number One Movie in America.
The Number One Movie in America.
The Number One Movie in America.
The Number One Movie in America.
The Number One Movie in America.
But we're not alone.
No.
No, we're not. Aaron, who's here?
This decision is one of the best decisions in my life and career.
I agree.
And once again, it's adding women into the fold.
Always a good
involves move. The best decisions I've ever made. We are bringing on and creating basically the Avengers of movie lovers.
I agree.
I would like to introduce my longtime friend and hilarious person, Robin Hitchcock.
Thank you, Aaron. Thank
Sketch,
you, Sean.
Improv comedian, writer, podcaster,
mm-hmm.
The Charlize Theron. Theranathon, Charlotte, what do I say?
We're just going to stay here
Channing
all day.
Turning, Channing Theorem. Churning.
And to my left, the longtime force behind the 48-Hour Film Festival, podcaster, movie critic, movie expert, Camila Adams will be with us.
That's me, yay!
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
We had the best time recording with you two on our 200th episode of You Can't Handle the Truth, where we did the best year in film history. So we thought, let's get that Megazord back together. Right. And here's the concept. There have been a lot of number one movies in history. Let's watch them.
Yay.
You know, if we all live forever, if we as a species conquer death, we will eventually watch every single number one movie in America. That's a list that only goes back to 1982, so don't worry. We're not going to be going into, here's the sixth of our 10-part series on Dr. Zhivago. We're not going to do that.
The Great Train Robbery, when it came out.
Right.
It was the only talkie in North America.
So each week, we're going to watch a different former number one movie. And here's the kicker, Aaron. How are we selecting them?
What's amazing about this is that when you think of the number one movie in America, you think like, oh, you guys are going to watch Jurassic Park and Amadeus. Or I don't know. You know what I mean? You're going to... Yeah, it's probably number one.
That's your second go-to.
Probably
not the Lion
one.
King or...
Thought of something that was super boring, but was probably number one. But that's what's cool about this, is that we are randomly picking... Sean knows somebody in NASA who built a randomizer, or it's just a web page.
I just sat there for hours and hours.
Yeah. And it's incredible because we don't know what we're going to get.
Yeah.
And also, what's great about that, Robin, bad movies are number one.
It's true.
That's what's fun about it.
So many. And at the end of each episode, we will draw the next episode's film randomly so you can watch along with us and experience the moment of terror we have
too scary
not knowing what's coming next. Camila, tell the people what the first episode will be about.
Our first episode is we visit Burt Reynolds in all of his glory.
Mm-hmm.
It's Sharky's Machine. I keep wanting to call it Sharky's Revenge.
I keep wanting to call it Sharky's Version.
Sharky's Version?
Like Barney's Version.
Directed by Burt Reynolds. It kind of is Sharky's Version.
So, yes, that 1981 jewel of a classic.
Lots of saxophone and just people smoking all the
just
time.
All the time.
Just constant cigarettes.
Marble. Helicopter shots were all the rage.
Yes, the Yakuza shows up.
Yeah.
So we're going to drop the first episode on January 15th. Take a minute. Well, take 124 minutes. Watch Sharky's Machine before then, if you'd like to follow along. If you don't worry about it. Like,
it's a fun game.
We can still have a good time talking about... You know basically what's going to happen. He's a cop. It's the 1982. You get it. And then, for now, every 2 weeks, we're going to be back with another random episode. Sincerely thank everyone who stuck with us until the end with You Can't Handle the Truth. It was a good time. We enjoyed it.
It's
time to watch Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, it was pretty incredible to have hundreds of people, sometimes thousands, listen to me and Sean talk about how crappy that Selena Gomez movie. What was it called?
Getaway.
Getaway.
That was episode one.
Well, that was episode one. It was one of the worst movies we've ever seen.
It was Selena.
Ethan Hawke.
Selena Gomez and Ethan Hawke were in a car. They had to.
Ethan Hawke an Uber driver? What was that about?
We kept waiting to figure out what the first episode would be and couldn't get a good movie and then just said, the hell with it, we're doing it this week.
Yeah. I can't believe that was the first one. I didn't even know that.
It was a good run, and you can still find those. In fact, you do not need to update your feed.
No.
We are going to put all of these episodes out in the same feed that You Can't Handle the Truth has always been in. We're going to be rolling out a new website, Facebook page, Twitter feed, all of that stuff in the coming weeks. But we should also note that you can hear this show and a little program called Growing Dad Business.
Correct.
As part of River's Edge Radio.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear us in Pittsburgh on internet radio if you're around here too.
So,
or anywhere.
January 15th, Sharky's Machine. I almost called it Sharky's Revenge right then. It's January 15th. We'll be back every couple of weeks after that with a new episode.
On payday.
On payday. It's a payday schedule. The 1st and the 15th.
We want to celebrate you. With you in your car when you're leaving work from payday.
Watch Sharky's Machine on Google Play, and we'll see you in a couple weeks. No, Amadeus was never a number one.